can start again. So we said last time that pasachti, what is the word pasachti, right? It says, oh, see, the Rebbe recording. Okay, so it says that Hashem is going to see the blood on the door and he's going to be posea, pasachti aleichem. So what does it mean, pasachti? So as Recording said, Rashi brings down, first pshat is chamalti, that he's going to have mercy. Second shot that Rashi brings down is dilug v'kfitza, jumping and skipping and jumping. So that was the second shot that Rashi brought. Now, Lenantzal took pains to point out to us that obviously we can't understand the skip shuta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a goof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to jump or skip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere at all times, always. So he's in the Jewish home just as much as he's in the Mitzri's home. He's there already. So there's nothing to skip there in terms of physicality. But it looks, from the outside, somebody observing, it would look like skipping. Okay, that was the pshat that Ramazal said in terms of the physicality of it. But Ramazal also brought down that there is actually a real skipping that's happening. And that is Hashem skipped the necessary steps that are usually required to give somebody siyata d'shmaya, to give somebody Geula, essentially, in this case, which is that in general, we need to make our own effort first. And that effort doesn't have to be so great. It could even be a little bit tiny, like Renato quoted, open for me the opening of the eye of a needle, a tiny little hole. That's enough. But it has to be all the way through. It has to be a true opening. It has to really penetrate into us all the way. And if it does, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens for us gigantic gateways to tshuva and siyata d'shmaya, etc. But you have to have that first opening yourself, usually. By Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael did not have that. They did not have that. They were not zochet to even do that little bit of tshuva. And that was what Hashem was skipping. It's in a spiritual sense that Hashem was skipping. He was skipping over that step, that requirement that usually is in place, that you need to have your own beginning first. And he said, Alpi Chasidus, the Alpi Drush, the Chasidim say that that's what it means in the pasuk when it says, Upasach Hashem ala petach, that Hashem is going to skip over the doorway. So again, literally, it means he's going to skip over your door, your house. That's the Pashup Shah. However, in the Drush, we're saying he's skipping over the opening that you have to make. You're usually supposed to make an opening. He skipped over that. He skipped over that requirement. Okay, so this is what Ramanzo said to us in the idea of Pesach, that there is a skipping that is actually really happening, which was a spiritual skipping. Okay, so we're on page Resh Samech Vav, and here Ramanzo says in the first heading, Geulas Mitzrayim Goy Mikarev Goy. The redemption from Mitzrayim was a nation from within a nation. Bnei Yisrael, we're going to see. Okay, let's just read. Minayin shelo asu Yisrael achana maspekes b'tzidam kiri lezakos la'atzal v'gula. How do we know this? How do we know that it's not, that we did not have that, even that little petach? Right? Ramban's saying, you know, as a given, he's saying that we didn't have even that little bit of an opening, and that's what Hashem had to skip. Who says? Who said that we didn't have that, even that little bit of an opening? Maybe we did have that little bit of an opening. Says Ramban, Amru Chazal. Chazal said, Oi nase Elokim lavo lakacha lo goy mikerev goy. Right? The Pasuk says, Hashem is talking to Bnei Israel. It's really Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Bnei Israel in Dvarim. And he's telling them, look at all the good things that Hashem has done for you. And he's listing a whole bunch of things. And then one of the things that he lists is, has Hashem ever come to take a nation from within another nation? Has Hashem ever done that? And he did it for you. So we have to have a karsa tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a pasuk in Dvarim. So Hashem, the Chazal, Rav is quoting Chazal, the Chazal say in Vayikra Rabba, Ma perish goy mikarev goy. What does it mean, one nation from within another nation? What is the meaning of that? Says the Midrash in Vayikra Rabba. What does it mean? It means Elu ve'elu arelim. They were both arelim. They didn't have bris mila. Both Bnei Israel and the Midrash. Nobody had bris mila. Elu megadle blorius ve'elu megadle blorius. We had the same kind of haircuts as the goyim. These were wearing kilayim. These were wearing kilayim. We're wearing the same clothing as them. It's interesting because we know that there's another midrash at least that says that they didn't change their clothing. So maybe it's kilayim means that they were wearing wool and linen together, but maybe they were still wearing the same, you know, they still had their Jewish styles of clothing. Okay, I don't know. If so, then really the Midas Adin would never have given Yisrael to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. It never would have done it. Okay. In other words, the Midrash is saying the Mamish looked the same as the Midrash. Everything, they did the same thing. They had the same culture. They had the same, again, the same hairstyle, same clothing. Everything was the same. This is what I'm talking now. They were so deep, so sunk into the 49th levels of Tuma, that mitzada, the law, according to the letter of the law, they really shouldn't have been they shouldn't have been helped. They shouldn't have gotten any help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Yitzias Mitzrayim Cheirus Olam. Going out from Mitzrayim. So again, what did Ramzal just do with this last pack? I mean, he showed us basically that Bnei Yisrael really were not deserving. They didn't deserve to go out. They didn't have that first opening. They didn't make that first step themselves. They were mamish the same thing as in Mitzrayim. Okay, again, there's different Maamar Chazal. We have to, you know, try to understand exactly what that means. Because other Maamar Chazals that say that they did the Korban Pesach, and this Midrash says that they didn't have Bris Milah, but we know that Bnei Yisrael did do the Bris Milah. They did Bris Milah before the Korban Pesach. And that was before the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was before Makas Bechoros. So I'm not sure exactly. There's obviously what to be ma'ayin here. But the point is, at least this Maamar Chazal is saying, and Ranazal is taking this as, you know, some kind of a blanket statement that everybody would agree with, which is that Bnei Yisrael were not deserving of being taken out of Mitzrayim. They didn't deserve it. It wasn't Mitzad Adin. Like he mentioned earlier, it was Yisrusa de la Eila. It was an awakening from Shemayim. It was not an Yisrusa de la Tata. It was not an awakening from earth. It was from Shemayim, and therefore it's not, it wasn't, it was, that's what Hashem meant to escape. Okay, next thing. Yitzias Mitzrayim Cheirus Olam. The going out from Mitzrayim, it says that that was a Cheirut Olam. What does that mean, anybody? Cheirut Olam. What's Cheirut? Freedom. Olam? The world, okay? Forever. Okay, or freedom forever. Okay? So it says like this. I know Omrim Betfilas Mar Arvit. We say in Mariv, Hamakebe Brato Kol B'Chayim Mitzrayim. Right, we're praising Hashem in the paragraph after Kriyashma, and we're saying that Hashem hit the Egyptians in His anger. All the Bechoros in Mitzrayim hit with in His anger. Vayoytzei Es Amo Yisrael Mitocham, and He took out His nation Yisrael from amongst the Egyptians. L'Cheirut Olam, to a permanent freedom. We say this every night. Every night we say this. Cheiros Olam, an internal freedom. When I was in Shana Aleph, I wanted to give a chabura to my family when I went home for Pesach. So I asked Rabbi Amos if I could talk about Cheiros Olam with him. That was what I wanted to talk about with him. Yeah, I don't remember anything like that. Okay, anyway, that's a good time. Ma perish Cheiros Olam. What does it mean, Cheiros Olam? What does it mean? A freedom forever. I should have just opened an answer save it. Okay, this didn't exist when I was in Shalom. Ma perish cherizolam. What is the perish of cherizolam? Hare ayu harbei shi'ibudim gam la'achar yitzias Mitzrayim. What does it mean that we are freed forever? This is not true. It's just pashut a lie. We weren't free forever. There were many times that we were meshubad to the goyim. Many times that we were subjugated. Okay, maybe not slaves exactly, but we were definitely subjugated many times in our history. Hachel mikushan reshatayim, melech aram, na'arayim, sheshibet Yisrael, betchilas yimei shoftim, starting with Kushan, reshatayim, who was the king of Aram, and he was already meshabed Yisrael, already in the days of the shoftim. Third paragraph of Sefer Shoftim. Acharkach, oivim rabim achirim, and afterwards there were many other enemies of the Jewish people. Ad Ashur, until the nation of Assyria, Shehiglu as Aser Shvatim, that put into exile the 10 Shvatim, Ad Babel, and then Babel, Shehiglu as Asheris and Asheris, that sent into Gullus all the rest of the Bnei Israel that was left. Ahareze, Yavan Varomi, and after that we had Greece, and then we had Rome, Ad Inquisitia, and we had the Inquisition in Spain, Ad Communistim, the Germanim, and the Communists, and the Germans. Ha'arurim, the cursed ones, Shiladur Achron, the last generation. Oh, when did we ever not have subjugation? Keitzad Omrim Anu Epo, how are we able to say, therefore, Vayotze is Am Yisrael mitocham lecheres olam. How are we able to say that? What does that even mean? What does that mean that we can say that we have cheres olam? We've had a moment of cheres basically since we got out of the time. Okay, there was like a couple of years that we had, a couple of periods, maybe 800 years total. Right, Lamaisa, we've been out of there for 3,000 years, and it's been gullus and gullus and gullus. What's proud over here? So as I know, it's Latshuvai. Shebecheres olam. When we say the words freedom forever, we do not mean a physical freedom. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean physical freedom. But Mubana Gashmi, in a materialistic, a physical sense, we were not Zoche by Yitzias Mitzrayim to have freedom forever. We did not. Like we just proved. The intention, the idea behind Cheres Olam is a spiritual freedom. The spiritual subjugation that Israel was subjugated to in Mitzrayim was the absolute degradation of their heights in spirituality while they were in Mitzrayim. That they were almost completely mixed into the Goyim. To the midstream, almost completely mixed in, 100%. Lo chazara ad oilam. That mixing in, that completely getting almost wiped out, and completely, we'll call the word what it is, assimilating, completely assimilating into the other nation that we were in. That never came back. That never happened again. Hayu amnam mitzyamnim. There were Greeks. There were Jews that embraced Greek culture. The mitzyavnim. And also later on generations, Yoter, further on, there were all sorts of people that did assimilate and get lost among the Goyim. Okay, our reformim shalayom, and like the reformim today. But for Klal Yisrael as a whole, yesh zkifos koma ruchanit, there is a zkifas koma, means like we say in the morning every morning, zkif kufim. Like there's a stature. There is a stature, a spiritual stature. The nechishut dat lishmor and an oppressing awareness lishmor ala Torah vela mitzvos, to guard the Torah mitzvos. We have Torah mitzvos, and Klal Yisrael as a whole guards that very carefully, and we never lose that spiritual stature as a whole. Yeah, of course, there's people that assimilate, and we all, maybe some of us have friends even that are Rahman al-Tzlan assimilated. But as a whole, Klal Yisrael hasn't lost its spiritual stature and its guarding of Torah and mitzvos. They were killed. Jews were willing to give up their lives in the days of the Yavanim, in the days of the Greeks, in order to be Mekadesh and Shemayim. And in the days of the Romans, and in the days of the Inquisition, and the days of the Crusades, and in the days of the Communists, and the days of the Germans. Klal Yisrael has been Moiser Nefesh. It's not a pretty picture. It's a pretty bloody history that we have. But we have been Moiser Nefesh. We've been Moiser Nefesh throughout the generations for Kiddush Hashem. For Kiddush Hashem. So that spiritual stature that we have, that has never been lost. Klal Yisrael Shoymer Al Tzivyono Haruchani. Klal Yisrael is guarding its spiritual Tzivyono. Rav Michael, what is Tzivyono? Tzivyono Ruchanit. What is the Hebrew dictionary? Characteristics? Their spiritual characteristics. Davar zeh lo ya b'mitzrayim. This was what we didn't have in Mitzrayim. Lamrot shehayu sham gam tzadikim, even though there were many tzadikim in Mitzrayim. But the Klal Yisrael lo hayta kol kach zkifut koma ruchanit. But for Klal Yisrael, there wasn't this stature, spiritual stature. Zehu v'yotzei es am Yisrael tochum. That's what we mean when we say in Ma'ariv that Hashem took us out as a cheirus olam, forever freedom. That forever, Bnei Israel never went back to subjugation in spirituality like they had in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael holds on to this character trait. They never are going to be mixed in among the goyim completely. Again, there are, I think it's a 50% rate in America, but the Klal Yisrael as a whole is not being subjugated is not going to be mixed into the goyim ever again. Okay.